You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Coming to you live from the Cross Country Mortgage Campus in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by BallyBet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Bo Bishop and Nathan Zagura.
All right, let's do it live on a Thursday edition of the program. Merely Bo, the great Z, luminaries around.
Luminaries abound.
They're everywhere, abound and around.
That's right. That's right. By the way, I had to call an audible yesterday.
Okay.
I did it. It was a half Sunday, but I was like, you know what? I got to go chase the small ball around.
Yeah, told you.
And I'll tell you something.
Told you to. I knew it was going to be fine.
It was better than I could have imagined.
I don't know why you misread it. You're usually on it when it comes to turf maintenance and the amount that it can take.
Well, because
take
my
in.
House was completely covered in
I
snow
understand,
and
but you're more,
rain.
You're more in the true sun belt, rain belt than your course is.
True.
So we weren't bad. Like it wasn't,
no.
I mean, it was so wet. Now we got dumped on this morning, so now it's City again. But for yesterday afternoon, it was quite good.
So it was great. And I have gotten, in the off season, all you can do is really get mental reps.
Well, and then if you have access to elite, ultra private places to play, you can play.
A fleeting less than 48 hours that feels so in the rear view, although it was so glorious.
Yeah.
In between that and this, I was watching the Graham and saw a thing from Tiger talking about how he aligns for every shot.
Yeah.
And I started doing it.
Yep.
Oh, baby.
Same. How does he do it? Well, don't tell the people.
So I used to always I'd get behind the ball. I would look at my shot where I wanted to hit it.
Yep.
And I'd usually pick something way in the distance I would then kind of align myself with.
Yeah.
And you can get messed up then by the grass and this. And what I've realized is, so what he said is pick something, if this is the ball, pick something right on your line, a foot or two in front of the ball or even closer, that you know that's the line you want to hit your ball down. And I'll tell you, it is amazing how when you do that, like I feel like I was aiming so much further to the – when I was hitting it over what I knew was the true line, I felt like in my mind I was lined up 30 yards right of my target, which means I've been typically 30 yards left. And then once I figured that out and I just swung right down that line, I was hitting some bombs.
That's Nicklaus. That's Jack's lineup.
Well, I think who's actually good at the game.
Really good. That's been Jack's big thing from the time. There's videos of him
from the
70s and 80s of him talking about, like, don't, you know, line up and all of that. But then once you get over the ball, pick a line of, you know, 2-3 feet away from where it's teed and hit it over that line. Don't worry about beyond that. If you hit it over that line, you're in good spot.
Yeah. I think it's great. Yeah. So it was wonderful.
I think for people like Jack and Tiger, and certainly you're of their ilk with your game, that's something that can be a real game changer. For the great many rest of us who got a billion different problems, on my Instagram I get 1,000 different little videos on how to get rid of this, how to get rid of that, how to do this, and it's like, it's too much. It's too much. By the way, Jerry Jeudy will have his press conference here shortly.
Yeah, and we'll be joined. We got
Hakeem Adeniyi was in studio, and he will be back.
He'll be back
in
studio.
I just felt like there was no. I felt bad him just like sitting. Like, you come back, stretch your legs
for sure.
You know, enjoy yourself.
And I would say that we also have Za'Darius Smith and Shelby Harris together in studio.
When's that happen?
Later on.
They're live in studio.
Yes.
Well then, so
the
let me just see
the time.
So the next level's next for me at like 2:11.
Feels like it. Yeah, it feels fair.
Yeah, that feels right.
What's at 2:30? Now you have to react to the interview. It's a segment.
Yeah. We'll just put that. We'll move that. Well, I'll pre-react to it. Here's Jerry Jeudy at the podium.
Loved it.
Mute.
How everybody doing?
Awesome. Great. So what we'll do is we'll call on everybody for questions, and we'll go from there. Be ready to get started. All right. First, we'll go to Mary Kay.
Yes, Jerry, just wondering, in reading a little bit about your background, how did you first get to know Amari? Was it by being from South Florida? Did you get to know him when you were very young, or did you have to wait until you got to Alabama to actually get to know him?
I actually started watching Amari when I was a freshman in high school, you know, because Alabama was recruiting. You know, I also went to school with Calvin Ridley and Sean Burgess, and Alabama was recruiting them pretty hard. So going to the recruitment trips and being able to see Amari Cooper put in work and stuff like that, and started watching his game, you know, I just started watching him ever since then.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Scott.
Hey, Jerry. So to follow up on that, how close have you guys gotten? How excited are you to play with him? And then how good do you think he can be for your game?
I'm excited to play with Coop. You know, like I said, I've been watching for a long time. So, you know, me studying him, me watching him and actually studying him made me become a better player. So now actually being next to him and actually hear his opinions on things, on how to run certain routes is going helped me impact me extremely well. So I'm excited to see how this thing go.
I talked to him a couple years ago, and we were talking about route running, and he said you were one of the best in the league. What does that mean coming from a guy who's considered one of the best in the league?
It means a lot, you know, just knowing how much, how great of a route runner he is, and, you know, and being able to, for him to just say my name to be in that conversation in that group means a lot.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Daryl.
Hey, Jerry, welcome to Cleveland. Just curious, how can you take your experience in Denver those 4 years, and both from a positive standpoint as well as some of the negatives, and, you know, how will that help you with, you know, joining the Browns and making you a better player as well as a better teammate?
Yeah, I mean, as a, you know, going in Denver as a rookie, you know, there's a lot of stuff I didn't know, but being around such a great guys at the facility, they taught me a lot how to become a pro and how to do certain, how to take care of your body, how to watch film and do certain little things like that. So whatever I learned from the Broncos, I could just take it to the Browns and just be even more of a pro and more professional.
And, you know, being on the final year of your rookie deal, have you talked to the Browns about an extension? Is that something you're interested in? And how do you approach this upcoming season?
You know, I want to be somewhere that, you know, that wants me to be there. And, I want to be home, you know, I want to be moving around too much and all that. So, you know, we're going to see what happens.
Thanks.
All right. Next, we'll go to Ashley.
Hey, Jerry, welcome to Cleveland. To just go back to your time in Denver, I guess, how do you think that it impacted you as a young player, kind of getting your feet wet in the NFL and having to play with as many different quarterbacks as you had to play with and get used to different styles and things like that?
And, you know, it's pros and cons to it. You know, the pros is being able to learn all different offensive schemes and see what different quarterbacks they thought process when it comes to certain routes and certain situations. So, you know, there's some pros and cons to it, but, you know, it's always exciting just to be somewhere that's got a strong, you know, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but yeah.
And then I know you mentioned it in the release too, this idea of feeling wanted. I guess, what about, you know, Cleveland so far has been your impression in regards to that? And do you feel like coming here, you have a chance to maybe prove people wrong who have doubted you in the past?
Yeah, for sure. You know, just when I stepped in the building, just the energy and excitement that I received when I got there, that made me feel welcomed and, you know, and yeah, I feel like, you know, first start, you know, just it's going to be exciting just to be able to be somewhere new, especially having all the great guys on the team. So it's just going to make things a lot more easier for me and just better.
All right, next we'll go to Chris.
Hey, Jerry, wanted to go back to you talking about watching Coop and kind of learning from him. What's maybe an aspect of his game that you picked up on that maybe kind of goes under the radar that you've tried to add to your game?
The thing I really watch about Coop is his releases, you know, how he manipulate the fingers off the ball and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. Once you beat a guy off the ball, you know, it just rusts on air after that point, you know. So that's mostly what I took from him. And, yeah.
Now, have you guys worked a lot together over, you know, from even going back to your time at Alabama or before that?
No, we never had a chance to actually get a workout in with each other. We just you know, I hit him up about certain things and stuff like that. But yeah, we ain't trained, but I hung up with him like pre-draft, like in 2020. So we were just catching up and stuff like that. We didn't really get to train, but I mean, now that we teammates, it'd probably be a lot more easier to do that now.
Hey, thanks.
All right, next we'll go to Cam.
Jerry, welcome to Cleveland. Knowing who you are working with, you know, Amari Cooper, Elijah, what about the skill set that you bring do you think will best complement the wide receivers room and just the offense in general with the Browns?
You know, I think I'm a guy that could play all three positions, all four positions on the field, the Y, the F, the Z, the X. And I feel like I'm a guy that just can make plays after the catch and just bring Yak in. Big playmaking ability to the team, and I feel like Cooper and Elijah do the same thing too, you know, because I've been watching them guys for a long time too, actually play with Elijah 7-on-17, you know, so you know, it's just gonna be exciting just to be able to have three receivers that all could do the same thing, run after the catch, create separation. So it's gonna be exciting.
And now that you're here as a Cleveland Brown, what does the rest of your offseason look like?
Oh, I'm just still training, you know, most likely catch up with the guys whenever they come up with a schedule to start training together. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Dan.
Hey, Jerry. Welcome to Cleveland. How much of your game have we seen in the NFL? Like, how much higher is your ceiling, do you think?
My ceiling very high. You know, I have high expectations for myself. You know, the past few years wasn't exactly where I want to be because different circumstances and stuff like that. But you know, I'm here and I'm where my feet are at now, and I'm a Browns, and I'm just ready to be the best version of myself here than I ever was before.
And how much of kind of reaching the player you think you can be has to do with playing with Deshaun Watson now?
You know, always having a consistent quarterback, you know, a great quarterback like Deshaun Watson that knows where to get the ball on timing, put in the right placement. You know, having a quarterback like that is always going to be good for the receivers and to, you know, to be the best version of both themselves.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Jeff.
Hey, Jerry, do you think you lived up to you played your best in Denver? And if not, why not?
You know, I have high expectations for myself. So I don't think I played my best, you know, because as a football player and as a receiver, there's a lot of things you got to go through to really be a successful wide receiver in the league, you know. So right now, you know, I'm just really just not really dwelling on the past too much. All I can control is the future. So right now I'm just focusing, like I said, just being where my feet are and just focus on to be the best version of myself this upcoming year.
Yeah, and can you like going to depth on your attitude? Because it seemed there was some conflict there in Denver. What is your attitude like now?
Well, my attitude now is, you know, positive and just ready to get to work and show the world like who Jerry Jeudy really is and be able to, you know, bring a Super Bowl to the team and just consistent win and being a consistent player, you know. So that's where my head at right now. I just want to be the best version of myself and be on the winning program.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, next we'll go to Spencer.
Hey, Jerry, welcome to Cleveland. First off, I know you said in the statement that the team put out that you had heard the Browns were interested in you previously, like a couple of years before. Just when did you first kind of hear of their interest in you, and what were your first impressions? What were your impressions of the Browns then, and what are your impressions of the team now?
When I first heard they were interested was, I think, the end of 2021 season. I think, I'm not really too sure. You know, you hear things, but you're not really. If there's nothing happens, it's just all talk. But so actually being here now, you know, it shows that how much they really wanted me, you know, and how much high expectations they have for me. So, you know, it's exciting for real.
And then obviously the Browns went through an OC change this offseason, transitioned to Ken Dorsey. Just what do you know about him as an offensive coordinator and a play caller, and what are you most excited about working with him?
You know, Chris, I've been watching Ken Dorsey since he was at the University of Miami. You know, I watch a lot of highlights, watch a lot of football. So, you know, and I'm from down that area. So being able to have him as my OC, you know, he was at the Bills, you know, with Josh Allen and Diggs and them. You know how that offense went and how that offense looked. You know, it was a great offense. So I'm excited to see how things go this year.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do a few more. Next one from Tony.
Thanks. Hi, Jerry. When the Browns played in Denver in late November, Denver won easily 29-12 or something. You didn't have a very busy game. You only got three targets in that game.
Yeah.
A couple. What was going on with you in the team and the offense at that time?
That game, I was actually hurt. You know, that week, pulled my groin a little bit, so I really wasn't supposed to like really be out there. But you know, I'm if I could run just a little bit, I'm go out there and compete the best as I can. So I feel like that's kind of a little setback there, and I just feel like offensive wise, we just the timing and everything wasn't just on point throughout the whole year. But yeah, basically that's it. That game I was kind of hurt, so I really ain't. Yeah. I don't really know. Yeah.
And I'm just curious, what do you think of what happened to Russell Wilson and Sean Payton?
You can say that again?
What did you think of Russell Wilson leaving the Broncos?
I mean, I feel like, you know, that they chose Sean and Russ had a conversation about what's best for the future, and I feel like they came to an agreement. I really don't got too much to say about their situation. You know, all I could do is control and worry about mine.
Okay. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
All right, two more. First one, Ashley.
Hey, Jerry, just another quick one. I know people always talk about your contested catchability and how good you are in that aspect of the game. So how has that been like, you know, especially when you were growing up, developing that, and did you like have to get used to playing with your size, I guess?
To be honest, I feel like that's something I need to work on, but I feel like, you know, I'm so used to creating separation, so I don't really get that much of a contested catches situation. I feel like that's something that I need to work on a little bit more, contested catches now, because like I said, I'm so used to like having like 5 yard separation, nobody on me, catch it, run. So now that, you know, there's a lot more better players in the league, you know, some passes gonna be contested. So you gotta make those plays. So I feel like that's something I'm working on now, just to be the best version of myself.
All right, and last one from Mary Kay.
Yes, Jerry, just wondering, how grateful are you that the Browns put no stock whatsoever into the things that Steve Smith said about you last year? And how, you know, how wrong was Steve Smith about you with those remarks?
You know, that's, as a football player and as a coach, you know who's a great football player. You know, and like I always say, the eye in the sky don't lie. You just watch it. You cut on the tape. You cut on the film. You know, some games I didn't have my best game, but you know, I'm gonna control what I can control. Like I said, you turn on the tape, you turn on the field, and you really can see what I'm capable of doing, even though the stats not really showing what it's saying though. But like I said, just turn on the tape, turn on the field, you'll see something totally different.
And are you so grateful that the Browns just ignored all that, didn't put any stock into it, and just continued to pursue you?
Yeah, of course I'm grateful for that, you know, just because, like I said, they didn't let one person stop them from knowing the true meaning, and like I said, they understand the game of football. You know, some people got their opinions on me and some people think otherwise. Like I said, you know, I don't really think that really, it didn't affect me in no type of way, and it didn't affect the Browns. And like I said, I know the Browns didn't really listen to what Steve Smith had to say. They just had to turn on the tape to see if it's really true or not. And they turned on the tape and see it wasn't true, what he said. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that wraps us up. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you again.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. New Browns wide receiver Jerry Jeudy speaking to the media for the first time since being a member of the Cleveland Browns. Now back here in studio on Cleveland Browns Daily, joined by new tackle Akeem Adeniji joining us. Akeem, thank you so much for taking the time. Take us through the process in terms of how it became this being the landing spot for you to play next season in the NFL.
It was pretty smooth. Like there was interest there, and you know, familiar with this team, and you know, talked to my agent and. Seemed like a good fit, and so we got things rolling, and nothing too detailed. It was pretty straightforward.
You like me, I like you. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
It is a seamless thing to do. Now, obviously, the Browns' new offensive line coach, Andy Dickerson, Bill Callahan, went to go play with his son, in Tennessee. Have you gotten to meet Coach Dickerson, and what are your initial impressions?
Yeah, I just got to meet with Coach Dickerson not too long, and it was a great meeting, and I loved his energy, and I'm really excited to get to work with him.
What is it? How aware were you, if at all, of the quality of offensive line play that's been played here in the last decade or so plus, even going all the way back to Joe Thomas, and then obviously with Wyatt and Joel being all pros or Pro Bowl players, and Conklin was an all pro. So we've had a great lineage of guys on the offensive line. How cognizant were you of that at the time of making the decision?
Very cognizant. It's hard not to be being in the division before, obviously, and then Coach Callahan knowing how great he is and revered within like O-line circles. So, I mean, you know, you got Joe Thomas, you got, you know, Betonio and Conklin and all those guys. So, like, it's pretty obvious for all of us guys within the community. So,
you've obviously played in big, big games, had a lot of success with the Cincinnati Bengals, all the way to the AFC Championship game, Super Bowl, all of it. What does it take for a football team to get there? And I'm sure you want to get right back. So did that also factor in your decision with the Browns, that you thought this was a team that could make that kind of a run?
Oh, most definitely. You know, one, you got to have the guys. And obviously, you look up and down the roster, and you look at, you know, what was done last year with even with the injuries. And you got to have, you know, a head coach, which, I mean, obviously, you know, you have here. And so you have all those elements and all those pieces, and it's just about coming together and persevering through the ups and downs of the season, and seeing last year, seeing how they were able to do it. And I think it's pretty evident what can be done here.
Yeah, there's a sense of, look, I mean, the whole division, we were talking off air. I mean, this whole division, it's one you're very familiar with. Like, mm-hmm. All the teams are quality. All of them were ultra aggressive in the offseason. All of them added, all of the teams are better than they were 2 weeks ago. You know what that's like. You were in this thing in Cincinnati, but you look at what's happened here. Like, you're signing up for something. You sign up to play in the AFC North.
Man, yeah, it is the AFC North is crazy, but it's fun. It's such a fun division to play in, because any game, anything can happen. There's no favorites. Like, you go in there, it's gonna be physical. You're gonna grind it out. The fans are gonna be crazy. The weather might be crazy, but like, you're in for a game.
Yeah,
there's no doubt. Does it also help a tackle when you're looking for a home to say, I'm going to go on where the defensive player of the year is, so then I only have to deal with him in practice now? Does that help out a little bit?
Sure, you can say that. I mean, obviously, like, again, like within O-line circles, you know how good, how great of a player that Miles is, and physical specimen to do all the things that he does is insane, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's something that we saw last year even. I mean, both, because there's these battles that you're signing up for in that'll come in training camp, the good-on-good stuff, the reps that happen in the offense and defensive line, because there's such pride in both of those rooms.
Yeah.
It's an iron sharpens iron approach. We saw it last year in camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's elite versus elite every single time out there.
Oh, man, for sure. And just getting to this level, like you know, guys are competitive, and you know, I'm competitive, and you want to go out there and improve. Like, you're at the highest level, but you want to, you know, take your game as far as it can go. And so those are things that you look forward to and that you prepare for and drive you and push you. So it's a blessing for sure.
So we had a little research done for us. So your mom was a television anchor in Nigeria before you guys moved.
Oh boy,
moved to Dallas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So were you born in Nigeria?
No, I was
born in Dallas.
Born in Dallas. Born in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh huh.
So was mom like a big star back there?
I guess so. Like, I wasn't around.
Do you have any video? Have you seen her? Like,
I haven't.
No.
I have not.
Oh man, we got some archives.
I'm not surprised though. She can talk a lot, so it doesn't surprise me. She can definitely. It adds up.
That's good. That's good. And obviously, this is a team, you know, David Njoku. We've got a lot of guys.
Yeah.
With some similar backgrounds to yours as well. Mm-hmm. Is that something that helps you in a locker room when you come into a brand new locker room like this? Because you've done that, you know, last year you go into Minnesota's and mm-hmm. now you're coming to Cleveland.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we have a big Nigerian community. We always try to stick together and yep. rally around each other just because, you know, similar upbringings, a lot of similarities and things that we do, and we all take pride in that, and we all know, like, the work that it takes to get, and there's a lot of parallels for us, so that's always big to hang our hats on.
And coming here with CJ, too. You guys both coming in here this season, so there's some familiarity there with CJ coming in from Minnesota as well.
Jordan Hicks.
I'm sorry. Let me explain why that happened. There are two linebackers from Southwest Ohio. Okay. Jordan Hicks, who played at Lakota West.
Yeah.
CJ Hicks, who played at Kettering Altering, which is both outside of Dayton.
Okay.
Jordan Hicks was coveted by Ohio State, signed at Texas. CJ Hicks currently plays at Ohio State.
Okay.
So okay. There's your cross. That explains.
It's totally explains.
Jordan. Jordan Hicks. Now,
by the way, that could have all been made up, and yeah.
All of those things are true. Uh-huh. Jordan Hicks comes with you from Minnesota, yeah. So familiarity
yeah.
there too.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Hicks. You know, we got together and we have, you know, some mutual connections, and we got pretty close over our year in Minnesota. So it's nice to be back with him too.
I like what he did. I'm just gonna call him Hicks then. So
Hicks,
screwed
yeah,
up
yeah
when
there
we
you go. It's
yeah.
easy. Hakeem, what's one thing, you know, with Browns fans, you come to this team, you play offensive line. In the NFL, you're always in helmets. You know, people don't get really to know you. What's one thing that you want Browns fans just to know about you? It doesn't even have to be football related at all, but something when they see you out on the field that you want them to have in the back of their mind when they watch Hakeem Adeniji play for the Cleveland Browns.
I just want them to see the dedication. Like, you know, I'm a person that puts a lot into everything I do, and so you know, when it comes to anything in life, but you know, especially football, just being you know my craft is something that, you know, I'm going to take very seriously and put everything into it and give everything I have every day and try to pour that into my teammates as well.
Welcome awesome. To Cleveland, man.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate
great
your great
you.
Deal. There's a lot going on around the league, including a quarterback trade. I'll get you updated on everything that's going to happen around here. We're off and running here on a Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And Dubas, Billy Joel, Rod Stewart, they're together Friday, September 13th. It's right here. It's at Cleveland Browns Stadium. The tickets are on sale now. They've been on sale, quite honestly, for a little while, about a month. By the way, Springsteen won 53%, 47%, but very, very tight. People passionately argued on both sides for Billy Joel versus Bruce Springsteen.
It's
like Apex poll, maybe.
Yeah, it's a good poll. Feels like they're even.
Yeah.
And that there are people with different preferences.
But very strong preferences.
Both ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I got a lot of, it's the boss, it's not even close.
And a lot
it's
of,
Billy Joel, it's not even close.
Yeah.
And it's, okay, well, then I guess we,
then we're
we
good.
Landed it.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
Good. That's good.
I guess you'll judge for yourself if you go to ClevelandBrownsStadium.com.
It's clearly not a Montana Steve Young situation. I think that's where we arrived. That's what we arrived at.
Fair. More of a Montana Brady, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
ClevelandBrowns.com/BillionRod2024.
BillionRod2024.
It's Billy Joel and it's Rod Stewart. They're together. It's just one night. That's it. They're not going to run it back. They're not doing it the 14th or the 15th or the 12th. They're doing it the 13th of September. It's on a Friday. You're going to go down there. They're going to do it one night, and then that's it.
So I don't know how many people are aware that SummerSlam is going to be in Cleveland Browns Stadium this summer, August the 3rd. I'm aware.
I think that's coming.
And we'll all be there. Hopefully it is coming. I'd love to be able to talk about that too. But the point I was going to make is if you're getting ready for, you know, WrestleMania and for SummerSlam, one of the things
there are two billion rods and there's not a second SummerSlam. There's not a SummerSlam read.
I don't think there is because I think.
I mean, maybe Z will have to stay behind. Maybe there's some kind of an alternative programming we're going to need.
I don't even know.
He's going to be fine.
I think I'm going to be fine. In fact, I know it now.
Do you think I should take the boys to that? You think?
100%. The spectacle could hook them alone. But my point was, SmackDown, Roman Reigns, the defending champion, he's a universal champion, longest reigning champion ever. He comes out and he does this. This is like his group symbol.
Yeah. Real slow one.
Yeah. And what he's saying is Billy and Rod, one night only.
One night only.
That's it. So he's going around the country letting everybody know you got to come to Cleveland one night only. And then he wants them to acknowledge that fact. So he says, acknowledge me telling you Billy and Joel. Billy and Rod.
Billy and Joel.
Billy and
you
Joel
said it first.
I did. Yeah, it sounded good. Billy and Rod, one night only.
Yeah. There you go.
Real quickly before we get into the super
Zagura.
Hot topics, I think we have one more hot topic that for some reason isn't on here. Ladies and gentlemen, direct your attention to the Uno cam.
Yep. Look at him. There he is. Look at him.
Oh.
I woke up early this morning to make
sure
clean. I got
He looks clean.
He looks so
youthful.
Great. He looks so great. Probably inspired by what I can only imagine was a dominant performance last night in the flag football game.
The team was dominant.
Did you cover?
Yeah, no cover.
The number was 21.5.
We did not cover.
What was the final?
58-49, I believe.
Oh, my
gosh.
Jeez.
A lot of points.
Of those 58, I would assume that you contributed a great many statistical accumulations.
Yeah, last week he contributed two touchdowns and a two.
Yeah.
Converse, so 16 points.
16 points.
He was in the 20s in fantasy
performance. Yeah, 20 points on fantasy.
This week?
How about Uno? How'd you do?
Unfortunately, just two targets and one catch and 11 yards.
Do we need to talk to Corey? Two targets.
I only had two targets last week, so that seems
to
be.
So what's the real? What's the problem here? Who's getting fed? Who's eating on this team?
We're really spreading it around. I think that's what.
I'd like to see you in this. You ran track.
Hold on a second.
At Baldwin Wallace, like we need to. Your targets have got to be up about 6 or 7.
If you have DeSean Jackson on your team,
that's right.
He gets the ball.
That was the player comp.
That's the player comp. He should get the
ball. Five times a game. You got to be running go routes. Your targets have got
to
be 5 or 6.
He said he was behind the defense for a 40-yarder, and he was missed. The throw was missed.
But then I asked him, and I said, overthrow or underthrow, and he said overthrow, and then that made me question his speed. Because Randy used to say, you can't overthrow me. Randy Moss.
Well, that's why I said DeSean Jackson and not Randy Moss.
Fair.
I don't know how often DeSean Jackson was overthrown.
Probably not much.
Corey did say at the end, he said, good route, that one's on me, we'll get him next time. So
he's a real leader, that Corey.
He really is.
He's a real leader. Do we need to get him in here to talk to him about it, the way his targets are working?
I think we should. Well, and he's the new equipment manager.
Okay, there's a lot to get
to. So there's a lot to get to.
Well, here's the deal, though. We can't have him in until we have...
We have to have Brad Mellon Appreciation
Day. Brad Mellon Appreciation Day has got to happen first.
Also known as BMAD.
That's right.
But we'll be happy.
That's got to happen first, and then Corey can come in, and we'll get to the bottom
of this. Do we have a quote over there yet?
What now?
Do we have a quote yet?
For what? No, I got nothing. I don't think she's very happy with me.
I am just going to say right now, as I sit here today with the information that's presented to me, I feel that my spirit animal, young Bootsy, has been wrongfully prosecuted.
Oh,
and
boy.
I believe that his reward for this should be because he needs a one get out of jail free card.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't have many. He hasn't used up any of those in his life.
Never.
Never get out of
this
jail.
This is a guy who just walks the straight and narrow. He's there. Yep. Hey, Bootsy, you want to come to dinner? Dinner time. Okay, Dad.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, and he's right there.
Yeah, sure.
He's a great
13
teammate.
13 minutes later.
Coachable.
Very coachable.
Coachable.
Yeah. I think probably what she pinched him for, whatever it is, it's Al Capone for tax evasion.
Right.
There's a billion transgressions that could have led to it. Now, I pressed her for a direct quote, and it's not going to be a real fun, pleasant evening for me.
It's going to be
Because of some
fun.
Of my questioning.
I think it's going to be fun for
me. Some of my direct questioning I had for her. About his behavior. She couldn't remember exactly. I'm like, I need a quote.
It feels like.
If you can't remember a quote, then. But then here I am. Like, I'm now siding with you over someone who I know has done a great many things that are worthy of suspension from video games. I mean, he deserves all of it and then some, especially when it's a gorgeous night.
Yes.
Like, I have more patience when it's muck. Fine. But, like, on a gorgeous night.
I do. Let's just also remember, though, this is a kid that his. How do we say? His conscience is so strong that when he had already purchased a $10 pack, he said, Dad, you should take this $10.
Why don't you just take it?
Why don't you just take it? Here, I'm going to leave it right here. I mean, you talk about a kid
He dropped it from upstairs.
You talk about a kid that's... and he got see how it blew in the wind?
It's like
you
the
talk about a kid that
Forrest
knows
Gump.
How to make amends. Like, even in... give you a Fortnite example of it, you know?
Yeah.
He derailed our chances at a Vic by... deciding that he was going to run at two people with swords while they had shotguns.
I was watching that one when that happened, and I went, what are you doing? And I heard you exasperated through the headset, like, no, don't do that, Bootsy. Stop. And then he just,
and they're just like, it's
not going to end well.
Yeah, sorry, sorry for Bootsy.
No.
But then he made amends for that, and we were the first, we got our first Vic together, and he danced. He's just full of joy.
He's got a lot of it. It's an unbridled enthusiasm. He's like Billy Mumfrey.
Part of me thinks that if he was upset, perhaps it was warranted.
This is not going to lead to a lot of transformative turkey for you. I'll tell you that.
I'll still be waiting for my invite.
You're in.
We're on a few years. I mean, maybe I'll just be allowed to. I think I could see myself getting an outdoor only invite where I'm over to play basketball and swim.
Bootsy asks us if he can have you over.
Great. I feel like that's my best path. I feel like that's my quickest path. Yeah.
Can I have Mr. Z in?
Yes. I'm going to tell him that next time we're playing Fortnite. I'll be like, hey,
ask mom and dad.
Ask if we can have a play date. Just a couple of bros.
It'd be amazing. Like him just leading you around.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Like big?
I'd be like Billy Madison.
You would be like Billy Madison. Yeah.
Play some dodgeball.
A little dodgeball.
With the boys.
Yep. Little pickleball, little hoops. Have some time. Have the time of your life.
We could probably have me, Bootsy, and Beamsy against you and NBC. Would that be fair or not fair?
In hoops?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the. It would depend on the rules as they pertain to Bootsy. So what I do, like,
you can't get uncontested layups.
It's,
like if
it's
he comes
fair,
in the key, you can block him.
It's fair. For it to be me and Bootsy versus them two.
Okay.
If they each get one steal and one block on him.
Okay.
So they have to think about when they're going to use their steal and block.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they can't just steal it from him always.
Willy-nilly. Yeah.
No, because then I always say, well, I could do that to you.
Right.
Except that's getting harder. But when they were younger, that was quite easy. That's taking more energy than I want now.
Well, in my mind, like NBC is probably going to be able to handle Beamsy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Correct. Yes.
And then you and I will be awash in our various ways.
Yes.
And then you got
he's the wild card
of Bootsy. But yeah, he needs to overcome the NBC Beamsy matchup.
Yeah. I feel like I would install you guys as 2.5-point favorites.
Okay.
Just the sheer numbers game, it's hard to defend that much court.
There's also a little bit of size.
You would have some, but NBC would have it on the others. And you're not going to go down and bang anyway. You're going to be out.
I don't know,
you're
man.
Gonna be
I'm
out.
Lumbering right now.
You're
We're back. I'm not going to be chucking threes.
You're going to be – might be tough for you to get up and down the court. Yeah, it could be.
I'm
not running either, though.
It's going to be a slow transition.
Tore a hamstring the last time I tried to do that. Yeah. So we did make the signings of Jordan Hicks, Hakeem
– wonderful.
Adeniji, who was just in studio with us, Nyheim Hines, official, the trade of Jerry Jeudy, who you heard off the top of the program as well. We had some more action last night. Team reportedly signed Quentin Jefferson, defensive line. We talked about that yesterday. Another defensive lineman would be in the mix, and they were doing it quickly. You have eyebrows raised.
Hey, he's a good player. He's one of those guys that bounces around the league but is very productive. Quentin Jefferson, coming off of a career-high 6 sacks, he had a top-5 pressure rate as a defensive tackle, 26.5 career sacks. He's had at least 3 sacks every season since 2018. And you look at him now, the last 5 years, he went Seattle to Buffalo to the Raiders to Seattle to the Jets and now the Browns. So 6 teams in 6 seasons. But this is a guy, 11.5 sacks the last 2 years. I'll take that right now. Double-digit quarterback hits, 13 in 5 of the last 6 seasons. You'll take that right now. So I like this signing. Big player, 6'4", 291, just an absolute professional defensive tackle.
Yeah, and I felt that they needed to do, we talked about it yesterday, that they probably one more guy they needed to add, and now they don't. And another thing we've said consistently this week, if it can be helped, Andrew Berry is not going to go into the draft needing someone who, if we don't get this a person to play this position, then we don't feel good about our team.
Yep.
You feel every year that he's had the ability, and it's been the last couple, you go into the draft, we love our team, and this is just cherry on top.
Absolutely.
And that's the that's what the operation here as well. Tony Brown comes in the corner.
More of a special teams ace guy in Indy with Bubba. So, again, Bubba knows him. It wouldn't surprise me to see ultimately maybe like a Matt Adams come back as another special teams guy as well. But, yeah, he's brought in here. He's the Mike Ford of this year.
Gotcha. And then tight end Giovanni Ricci comes in as well.
Giovanni Ricci.
Giovanni Ricci.
I like this guy already.
There's
he's
a lot to like.
From Loveland, Ohio.
Loveland, Ohio. I have no point of reference on that.
Do you know where that is, Gibbe?
It's south. Hamilton County.
Of course, who knows.
What, Cincinnati?
Guy in my fantasy league is the superintendent of the Loveland schools.
There
Shout out, Broadwater.
He is, in 3 years in the league, 9 catches, 102 yards. He's a blocker. So he's going to be your third tight end, can probably line up and play some fullback in some of our formations as well if you needed him to do that, 6'3", 240. But he's a blocker. That's what he does.
Man, I have a huge hole in my resume in that part of the state.
That's
where
okay.
That is. Familiar with Cincinnati, but then that, and I've been to Athens, but then that in between there, and there's no really good way to get anywhere around there. I just drove through there last 2 weeks ago when we went down to Kentucky, right near it. So there you go. All right. Some things are, did you see this? Desmond Ridder netted a swap, Rondale Moore for Desmond Ridder. That happened. The Arizona Cardinals traded Rondale Moore to the Atlanta Falcons for Desmond Ridder. That just happened.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Ooh, I like Rondale Moore there.
Happened
I don't understand the Arizona.
Happened during Jerry Jeudy's presser.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand the Arizona part of that.
So they're drafting a receiver.
Right, but why do you need Desmond Ridder?
To be a backup
to be
Kyler?
So what? So then go get, wouldn't the Bears have taken that deal?
Yeah.
Give the Bears Rondale Moore and I'll take Justin Fields?
Maybe Justin Fields, they want him more than that. I don't know.
Well, they're not getting more.
I like Rondale Moore.
I like him, too.
I like
and
that.
Now Pitts, Moore, Bijan, London.
And they should draft, Neighbors.
Yeah, and they're picking 8th. Like, they could be legit.
Formidable.
In a big way. Yeah, like,
very big
I'm way. Not even talking division. Like,
no, they could be.
They could go.
They could be one of the best offenses in the league, and you got Raheem Morris overseeing the defense. I mean, that could be top-notch.
Wild.
Just had to lose Arthur Smith and to the moon.
Get that crud out of here, and then you're fine.
Yeah. Where is he now?
It's a mailbag edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Tweet your questions to Gibbe at Browns_daily, and we will answer those coming up a little bit later on. One more thing we should get to, and then we'll get to the Flacco stuff coming up in a second. The Steelers, former Steelers first-round pick Devin Bush is in Berea today.
Michigan guy. A little bit on the smaller side, but tremendous athlete. Was highly regarded coming out of college and could be a guy that could add to our linebacker rotation. I could see that.
Everybody in the division staying in the division.
It feels that way.
All right. We will get to some of the other business around the league coming up next. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
When a medical mistake causes you injury, call the medical malpractice attorneys at 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk & Elk is a proud partner of your Cleveland Browns. Joe Flacco signing with the Indianapolis Colts. The one year, it's basically this, a mirror deal of the Winston deal here. It's 8.7, 4.5 is the number.
So it's an extra half guaranteed. But yes, very, very similar. And I think it goes back, look, it reinforces the point that the Browns offense is changing. And they thought that Jameis Winston was a better fit for that offense. I've seen articles that indicated that this decision was made to spite the fans, like it was a latte Larry's.
A spite signing.
That's right.
That's
against journalists and fans who enjoyed last season.
I have not seen that. I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to.
Gibbe, have you seen that?
Gibbe's listening to interviews. I have not seen that. I don't think that it was that. I think.
What do you got?
I think you laid out accurately what it was on when we
I did.
About it.
I have laid it out accurately.
What
I
are
feel
you talking
very
about?
Confident that there was an article written about the Browns choosing Jameis Winston over Joe Flacco that intimated that it was a decision made despite the fans and journalists who enjoyed Joe Flacco last year.
There was actually an article about that that said that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm unfamiliar. I was unfamiliar with it. I did not see it.
I was not familiar either.
I'll give you one guess exactly.
Nope. No names.
As to who the
opposite. No names.
Who said that this was Latte Larry, that Joe Larry's. Flacco was Mocha Joe, and it works.
And it works.
And that Jameis was Latte Larry.
Latte Larry.
Yeah. Java Jameis.
Java. I love it. That's fantastic.
So listen here, Mocha Joe.
Listen to your Mocha Joe.
Listen to your Mocha Joe.
That's not scone.
It was interesting because we have not formally announced Jameis.
He needed to be released by the
let's remember,
Saints.
And I don't think a lot of people remembered this. He was still with the team till 3:59 yesterday.
Yeah. And he was designated a post-June 1st cut. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So that's what led to by the way, did you see Schefter tweeting out the Broncos have parted ways with Russell Wilson 6 days after Russell Wilson had already said that he's signing in Pittsburgh and tweeted it out? What are we doing?
I mean, we already got
this league has got to get this on the same damn page.
Uno put it in this segment, the around the league, James Franklin talking to someone in media saying, yeah, Saquon was talking to the Eagles and Howie weeks ago. And then Kirk Cousins reportedly talking to the Falcons trainer. Maybe if you just had one single start day in time, yes.
I'm full of a bunch of good ideas. I got Sundays going. I've got the spreading around the vacations day, the spring breaks. We're spreading that around. I got a bunch of things I'm working on. I'm workshopping.
What about Victory Fridays? Atlanta,
Victory Fridays are huge. I love that too. We talked even about
the
potentially
wins, the 11
the,
wins.
The Monday after a boozy holiday. A Super Bowl that's off. A bunch of platforms we're going to run here on, but I do think that that one of the things to solve all of this, the second the Super Bowl goes final,
open season,
let it live. It's happening anyway. Why are you trying to prevent it from? It's just stupid. Here's legal tampering. It's just nonsense. People are going to talk.
There should be no penalty for talking. I think you can have the period begin when the period begins, but I don't think there should
be
any penalty for talking.
But make that just be signing.
Right.
Start them signing when they start legal tampering,
Monday
which is Monday.
Noon, yes.
Monday
at noon, they should have been allowed to start
sign. Done. That's it. And don't punish the talk. Like, we're going to punishing talking is absurd. The Titans with the signing of Calvin Ridley, 4 years, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed. Do you want to feel good, even better, about Amari Cooper? Go compare Amari Cooper statistically to Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Now, Calvin Ridley missed a year.
I understand.
Because he was a bad boy.
Well, based on the statistical accumulation, you'd make it think that he missed 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
He's only had, I think, one really good year. He really missed 2 years because 1 year he played very little and then he was suspended for a year. Right? I believe I have that right. All right, Calvin Ridley. This is just...
Why can't internet work the way
I don't understand.
To?
It should be. Yeah, it's 2024.
We live in a world with a society where there are rules and laws, and one of the things we've come to expect is a fast-paced internet.
Just like it.
All right. Amari Cooper is 29 years of age.
All right, I got Ridley. So you got Cooper?
Yeah, give me Calvin Ridley's years of age. Amari Cooper, 29.
Calvin Ridley. 29.
Same age. Interesting.
85 days.
All right. Give me Calvin Ridley.
How is that possible?
And they both played at Alabama.
Calvin what?
So Amari must have been very young.
Wasn't Amari drafted in 15?
He was drafted because he played in 15. He played in the national championship game in 15. Yeah,
so he played. You have been
very
young. Stats, right?
Yeah, I got his season.
Was 2015.
He was 21. His first year in the league, he was 21.
So Calvin Ridley's first season in the league was 2018. He was 24.
Must have been. I don't know. Did he redshirt or wonder what happened?
I don't remember. Yeah. So he comes out. He goes 64-8-21-10 as a rookie. 63-8-66-7 in 13 games his second year, 30-year breakout, 90-13-74-9. Then the next year, he plays five games. He misses all of 2022, comes back in 2023, and goes 76-1,016-8. I mean, that's kind of impressive to me, to be perfectly honest with you.
To miss 2 years?
Yeah, and come back and go.
But I guess this is my point. They're the same age.
Yes. Amari's basically played...
Four and a half seasons more. Yeah. Yeah, so Amari, 667 career receptions, 9,486 yards, 60 touchdowns, and not $92 million,
so
$50 million guaranteed.
If you doubled Ridley,
yeah,
which would give him, if you doubled Ridley's career stats, that would put him at 132 games. How many games has Amari played?
140.
Okay, so roughly, so if you doubled his stats, he would have 648 catches.
Pretty close.
8,716 yards.
About 800 yards less.
Okay. And he would have 72 touchdowns.
More touchdowns. But they're the same age.
Yeah.
And you think about what we're getting from Amari Cooper, and Calvin Ridley got that on the open market.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
It is wild. I think Amari would have gotten a big deal on the open market for sure. It's in Ridley, DeAndre Burks, Pollard, Spears. Give me Justin Fields on that team.
Are they going to go roll Levis, man?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins chose Atlanta over Minnesota because he feels he can retire a Falcon. So the thinking there was, reading between the lines, that even if he went back to Minnesota, then that would be maybe one year and then out. So he's going to get to play an extended period of time in Minnesota.
Based on what we know about him, too, Atlanta, Georgia seems like a fine city for Kirk Cousins to operate.
Well, I think he did just fine in Minnesota, too.
I think he did. It was wonderful.
I think that fits him very well, too.
He'd have a
different. There's a different part of Atlanta that he will fit well.
Yes.
Yeah. He also stated that Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts reached out to him weeks ago and said that direct contact with Atlanta's trainers before the NFL's. Okay, I don't care about any of that. What I did think was interesting was Ridley is giving him number 8.
Pitts,
is get well. Ridley wore 8 too, so that, and he wore it for Atlanta. Didn't no. Julio wore 8 there.
Ridley, I think was
no. Julio was no, because you couldn't wear single digits. Julio was 11. Wasn't Ridley 8 there?
No, I think he was 18.
Maybe 18.
He was 18.
So Pitts is going to give him number 8,
but there's an 8 there.
There is an 8 in it. Pitts is going to give him number 8. Cousin said, "I'll give you money. I'll donate to a charity." Nope.
He wants what Uno needs.
Targets.
Targets.
Yep. The James Franklin quote is hilarious, by the way. Like, there's no way that that was said to him. Like, that's him trying to just... He basically got caught trying to push Penn State into the conversation on Saquon Barkley.
Right.
As opposed to the Pennsylvania and all of that. Like, as if there's a great, great many people who... there's some great pull between Philadelphia Eagles and the and Penn State. They're both in Pennsylvania. I get it, but come on. What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
The Lions give extensions to executive to VP Brad Holmes, the general manager, Dan Campbell. They'll stick around. Von Bell back to Cincinnati on a one-year deal, $6 million.
He seems captain. every day make good moves. And we're making good moves. The Steelers have made a lot of good moves. The Ravens bringing in Derrick Henry was their big move. They probably had more loss than addition. And then the Bengals getting Von Bell back. They got Geno Stone. So they completely remade the back of their defense. And we'll see if Dax Hill can play.
Yeah, that tells you all about that experiment.
Yeah,
that did
fail.
Not go well.
That'd be a fail.
No, not at all.
That's a lost dog.
That's a lost dog. All right, we've got a new game, a little yay or nay game. We've got Za'Darius Smith and Shelby Harris, and we have a mailbag.
Did you get this one? Did you read this one?
No, I didn't see it. What is it?
Mason Rudolph.
Oh no, go ahead. Give it to
Tennessee, one-year deal worth $4 million. I think I like what we did for $4 million.
I do too. Yeah, yeah. I think that's very, very good. Second hour of the program coming up next. You'll listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
My friends, let me ask you, getting tired of worrying about your roof or siding? Get some peace of mind by upgrading with Renew Home Exteriors. The Renew Home Exteriors lifetime warranty of roofing and siding products offers durability and protection that you can trust. The best part, no money down, no payments or interest for 24 months. Improving your home has never been easier. Mention ESPN, receive an additional $2,000 off your upgrade. Enjoy peace of mind with a new roof or siding. Renew Home Exteriors, superior product, superior service. Visit Renew Estimate to book today. All right, what do we have here? We've got seven teams proposed trade deadlines be pushed back. Oh, we talked about this at the combine. Weren't we one of the teams that were trying to do this? We were trying to push this back. And then 11 other new rules proposed by teams that will be discussed at the owners meeting on March 24th and 27th. Do we have the list? Do you have the list, Uno?
I do have it.
You need it. All right, go ahead. All right, let's do it. Go through it. Rapid fire, yes or no.
Number one is from the Detroit Lions. It's going to protect a club's ability to challenge a third ruling following one successful challenge.
Nay.
Nay, we don't need more challenges.
No more time stoppages. Next.
From the Eagles, to eliminate the first touch spot after the receiving team possesses the ball.
Eliminate the first touch spot.
What does that mean, Uno?
I'm unclear as to what that means.
Eliminate the first touch spot after the receiving team. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means.
Abstain. Next.
Also by the Eagles, to permit a team to maintain possession of the ball after a score by substituting one offensive play, 4th and 20, for an onside kick attempt.
The Eagles
love
are
it.
Always trying to do this.
This
I
the
love
fifth
it.
Year in a row.
They
I
always want these crazy
Yay.
Change everything.
Yay.
Yeah. More. So 4th and 20 instead of kicking off.
4th and 20.
It just so fundamentally changed the game. There's no question it would be better and more fun. But it's just such a crazy thing to wrap your head around. Hey, we're running it right back. Be wild. Yeah. But I think it'd be fun. Sure. Yeah.
Yay.
Instrument of chaos. Yes. Go. Next.
The Lions, again, they want to remove the requirement that a player must spend at least
what
one day
on the
active
roster. What about Indianapolis? What about number four?
Hold on. Well, do this one, and then we'll find
it. Skip four?
Yeah.
Come on,
four.
To remove the requirement that a player must spend at least one day on the active roster following the final roster reduction in order to become ineligible to be designated for return.
Couldn't agree more.
Don't
Great
care.
Rule.
Don't care. I don't care.
No. What that means.
If you say, you don't have to explain to me. Yes, then. I'll be on your
Somebody
side. I trust you. Yes.
Just let me explain to the people, then. Can I do that?
They don't care either. But
we're here.
Well, we got to beg, too. And then we got these big
beg.
Interviews.
What it means is, I think it's absurd that you have to carry, for example, somebody who gets hurt in training camp or in the preseason is going to be out 6 weeks. you have to put them on your active roster
instead of, and then put them on IR. I got you.
This is saying stupid. You can just, once we're in preseason or training camp, you can designate somebody to return there. They're on IR. They don't kind of get 53. You have to cut somebody.
I see. Yes, stupid. That's stupid.
We had to do that with Will Hurst this year, right? Where we had to cut him and bring him back.
Good rule.
Next.
From the Colts, to permit a coach or replay official inside of 2 minutes to challenge any foul that has been called.
I would limit that to, like, roughing the pass, any like an automatic first down penalty. I would limit that to. Because you're not going to...
The great rock.
I would be okay with that. Because there are crazy things that happen inside to roughing the passers, one pass interference. I don't know. It's just too much time.
Yeah,
it's
too much time. It takes too long. Next.
All right, fine, nay.
This one also from the Lions. They want to provide clubs with an unlimited number of designated for return transactions in the postseason.
Yay.
Yep, no doubt. Yep.
From the Bills.
You want the guys to play.
That's right.
From the Bills to expand the standard elevation rules to permit clubs to elevate a third player from its practice squad who is a bona fide quarterback to also be the emergency third quarterback.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. Every game should have an emergency quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
Next.
To move the trading deadline to the Tuesday after week 9 or also the Tuesday after week 10. Both were submitted by separate teams.
Week 10. AB, when we had him on, like, we're the only league that does this, that isn't 60% over.
Hey, Steelers.
Cruds.
Get with the program. So the Steelers amended it to move it to 9. You have the Browns, Detroit, the Jets, the Eagles, the Niners, and Washington all saying, no, let's move it to 10. Just say, okay, fine.
Fine, 10.
I'm going to join you on week 10.
Yeah. Bozos. Next.
By Buffalo to make the injury reporting rules for players who do not travel with their club to games away from their home city competitively fairer.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means. Abstain.
From Jacksonville to make available the working box Hawkeye replay feed in the coach's booth.
Sure.
Probably like a Skycam type of deal, I would imagine is what that means.
Skycam available in the coach's booth? So you could see.
I think so they can see the Hawkeye, which is the replay. Like, so they can see, the full all 22 replay feed so they can know if that's a good challenge or not. I'm guessing.
I see. Yeah, to help with the challenges. Yeah. Okay. By the way, here's one. Maybe just have the eye in the sky and then you don't need the challenges.
Yeah, just get it right.
Just get it right once. Actually, not.
There he is. The architect.
That's him right there.
He is. Looks like a confident stride.
Look, he is. He's looking at what's purposeful. He in? Nice Jordan 1. Is that a brown on?
It's an orange.
Orange.
And he's in the. I think he was in the Chief Angry Runs T-shirt.
Oh, I think he was. Yeah, his T-shirt game's strong.
Very good.
Yeah, it's very strong.
Soft cotton.
Yeah, very good. All right, next.
The final one. This one from the Eagles to require game clocks to display tenths of seconds for the final 60 seconds of each half.
Can't do it. I mean, you can. I just don't care.
I don't care.
That one's weird.
Why did they not do the punt, the fumble forward thing? That already got debunked. Remember when you fumble out of the end zone?
Yeah, they said no. They do not want to change that. They said absolutely not.
I don't understand that at all. That's the dumbest rule in the whole league at the moment. By a mile. Yeah, it's one of the five dumbest rules in all of sport.
Yes. They are like, no.
Nothing more punitive.
We like it.
Let's keep doing it.
We love it.
We like people complaining about it. Yeah. We'll run it back.
Maybe they're making that rule out of spite.
Yeah, spite ruling.
Spite rule.
Could be.
For us, they know we have too many good ideas.
Yeah. All that stuff seems pretty no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make the game better.
What about the
the Eagles one is interesting. That Eagles one is very interesting.
I like that.
I do too, but it's just such a thing you'd have to get used to. Like, teams, I don't. How many times do you think it would happen in a game where, like, you score a touchdown and you get a 4th and 20. So if you don't get the 4th and 20, where do you get the ball? Where does the opposition get the ball?
If they get 17 yards, they'd get it at their 37. If they get no yards, they'd get it at their 20. The opponent's 20.
So it'd be 20 yards going in.
No,
going in, right?
Going
or
towards
going
the 40.
80 yards away.
80 yards away.
Oh, wow. So it'd be – see, it wouldn't happen that often.
That would be in a real comeback situation.
Yeah, real panicky comeback situation.
Right.
Yeah.
But I could see a team like in a game where you're out of it, you go for it, and you say, okay.
Your boy Brandon Staley would have done this after every score.
He might have.
I think he would have. You got something?
The final tally,
yeah,
if you want it. Yeah. It's 7 yeses, 2 noes, and 2 abstains.
2 abstains? Okay. Go ahead.
I'm just having a hard time. 7 plus 2.
We merged
plus
2 together.
Merged 2.
The week 9 trade deadline and the week 10 trade deadline I did together.
Oh,
good.
There you go. Good job.
Because I said nay
on that.
Steelers
were wrong on that.
Yes, they were wrong.
Yeah,
they're
just
a bunch
make curmudgeons.
Of
just handle your business. All right. Zadarius Smith, Shelby Harris, together Coming up next, you'll listen to Cleveland on Zaley on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Ballybet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
And be part of one of the most passionate fan bases in the NFL. Join NextGen STM, presented by Ticketmaster, the official waitlist of your Cleveland Browns. Being a NextGen STM, the best chance to become a season ticket member in future seasons. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/NextGenSTM to reserve your spot today. And now here's Z with Za'Darius Smith and Shelby Harris.
Had fun last year. Let's run it back, right? That's what it was?
Definitely, yes. Had to get the gang back together. You already know.
Yeah. And think about Za'Darius in your room. I mean, it is literally the gang back together. Miles, you, Alex, Oboe, Isaac, Isaiah. I mean, you got the whole crew back together. Yes. Have you had that before, where you've gone like five straight guys back-to-back seasons?
Well, I never had that in my career of football. Nope. Never had it. So this is going to be something special, to running back like this.
And I saw you seeing Mo down there, and so you and Mo and Siaki and Dalvin bringing that back as well. Yeah. Was that something that was important to you?
Yeah, you know, just to be with the same guys that we had last year. We all had a real good chemistry, and you know, we play really well off each other. So it was really important to be with these guys.
Yeah.
When you guys go into a situation like this, it could be potentially free agency again.
Yeah.
You guys said no before. We're gonna come back to Cleveland. What was kind of the deciding factor for either of you?
I feel like because it was the start of something special, you know, to get as far as we did this past year. You know, we had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
And still made it to the playoffs, man. So that's how you know this team is special. And I just want to continue to, you know, finish my career and play the rest of my years here in Cleveland. Yeah, I just think that it's just you don't get these type of locker rooms very often in the league, where everybody's cool, everybody gets along, everyone's like brothers. And so, you know, even with all the injuries and stuff, how successful we were last year, you know, you can't turn down an opportunity to be back with this group. Mm-hmm. It's just when you enjoy going to work every day, and, you know, you enjoy being around the people that you work with every day, you know, it's, oh my God. You know, and even no matter how annoying and any of the dudes may be, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, that's important. Like, it makes your life a lot easier, a lot happier when you enjoy what you're doing and who you're doing it with.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell the people who are, they didn't get the privilege of hearing you guys banter back and forth for about 10 minutes before we started this, but you guys clearly enjoy being together, and it sounds there's a good give and take, a little friendly banter, some jousting.
Man, I didn't miss him at all, man. You know what I mean? Like, he over here be bothering me over here, not answering nobody's phone calls and stuff. That's, you know. No, so it's crazy. He called me. I actually changed my number because I always change my number, I think, every 2 years. But he was trying to call me. Couldn't get in touch with me, so he hit me up on Instagram. Hey, Z, where you at? I thought we was taking a D-line trip. Yeah, we were supposed to, but of course, nobody ever want to show up to anything, so.
Well, you know who have to pay for that, right?
Miles Garrett. DPOY.
Miles Garrett. DPOY.
That's right.
He's paying for the trip.
The reigning defensive player of the year, no doubt. Sir. Exactly. Why not? He's doing just fine for himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's doing fine for himself. Speaking of trips, you guys got anything coming up?
Please don't ask Shelby. but for myself, I got a chance to take my family to Cancun, nice. Mexico. It was something, you know, quick and short, because my family, you know, they ain't want to be gone from home too long. But I think that was one of my trips, and I'm also go to Tokyo.
Really?
Tokyo. Yes, sir.
Have you ever been before?
Never been.
What's the draw to you? I want to go to Tokyo, too. I think Japan seems fascinating.
Man, I just always see videos of the people on the Mario Karts. What is it?
Mario Karts?
Like the small Mario Karts downtown.
Where they're rolling around. Tokyo. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
You might be too big. You might be too big. The Big Z might be too big for one of those
that's
cars.
That's just no a kid clue. In me. I just want to try it out.
That's a long flight to go to get in a go-kart. I'm just saying.
Look, once this air, everybody will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Mario Kart. I'm done.
Nah. But all seriousness, man, just to take my family somewhere. I actually got my oldest son right now. He's 10.
Okay.
So for him to be able to experience that, it's going to be big. So
yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait to do that.
I know Shelby's got big plans telling everybody about it. I'm not telling everyone.
Everyone keeps asking me.
That's what I heard.
Everyone keeps asking me, and so I'm not going to lie, but you know, just...
10 minutes.
You know, but you know, we got a big, you know, spring break, all these kids, we got 4 kids, and... We're 2 different spring breaks to a week after each other. So the first week we're going to Honduras, going to Roatan for my oldest's spring break, and it's like a big family trip. My in-laws are going, my brother-in-law is going. So it'll be nice. We haven't done that in a couple years. You know, the in-laws getting older, got to enjoy every minute, you know, that you have with them.
With the family.
And then the next week after that, we're going to Cancun, and we'll be there for a week.
Following the footsteps.
Yeah, we'll be in Cancun for a week, but then the next month in April, I got a wedding. I got to go to Cabo, and then supposedly, maybe for my anniversary, we're going to Ibiza.
Oh, wow.
So out of all the trips, he never mentioned the D-line trip.
Yeah, because...
Sounds like he's pretty well booked here. Yeah, well,
hey, I can always make time for a D-line trip. It's just, you know, the powers that be need to make the decision.
Yeah. We got to get on the phone with Miles.
And Dalvin. Mr. International.
Aren't you guys the most senior guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's
so
a,
that
it's,
bit, to me that there's some respect that comes
five.
With that, right?
It's like
look,
a core
I got
five
three kids.
Okay,
I have 3 kids. He has 4.
No, you guys are answering to different masters. You guys have different things that you're dealing with there. Negotiating.
Yeah, Dalvin, Noah, Miles have kids, so yeah,
right,
they
so
can
they should
spread the wealth.
Well, from my standpoint, somebody who also has kids, then it feels like you guys say, "Hey, here's when we're available,"
right?
Make
because you're always available.
I like
yeah,
it.
It's called make it work.
Right.
These are our dates. Make it work. We
exactly.
still have time. As long as we get this trip done before the start of next season, it still counts.
It still counts.
I like
yeah,
it.
No
I
doubt.
Like
no
it.
Doubt.
I like it.
When you think back on last season, you mentioned all the injuries, just kind of the wild scene. And I'll never forget Thursday night against the Jets after we win, doing the laps around the stadium with all the fans.
Yeah, man.
When you think back on it, obviously it didn't end the way that you guys wanted it to end. I mean, it only ends the way one team wants it to end, ultimately, in the National Football League. But was this a pretty special season and really for you guys being new city, right?
Mm-hmm.
You for a long time had been a rival of the Cleveland Browns, just like
Baltimore,
Joe Flacco with the Baltimore Ravens. To just feel that kind of love, was that a special night for you guys in your career as well?
Yeah, I feel like it was for me because I can say I've been in this situation, 6 times now to be able to make it to the playoffs and just get an opportunity. And being in Baltimore, you know, getting ready to play Cleveland, like, okay, we're about to play Cleveland. Yeah, we're going, this is a stat game, you know. And to come here is really not like that anymore, you know. We're taking advantage of every opportunity. And like I said, it's the start of something special. And it's only going to get bigger from here.
Absolutely.
I just think it was just to be a part of something with this fan base and, you know, everyone's always heard about how crappy the Browns have been. Let's just be honest about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
anymore.
No.
Well, no, and that's the thing, though. To be a part of that, you know, the changing of the guard, to be a part of, you know, this new Browns era that's coming in, that's what was cool about it. You know what I mean? Because even before the season, like, when I got here, nobody expected anything of us. Then the minute that Deshaun went down, nobody expected anything of
us.
Well, you know, Chubb, Deshaun, like, every injury that would happen, everyone would be like, oh, they're done. They're done. Count them out. And
each
all we
and
kept doing
week,
was just kept responding, every, you know, every week. So, you know, that's what made it special. And then, you know, just to have the support of the fan base, you know. Yeah. And then that last game you said, you know, against the Jets, like, I've never been a part of anything like that. You know what I mean? Where, like, well, after the game, you know, you're going around high-fiving everybody,
yeah,
just,
man.
Like, hanging out with the fans, like, as a pro.
For sure.
That's like a college atmosphere.
It was like a senior night in college,
yeah, you
right?
know what I mean? So it was just, it was real special to be a part of something like that. And just, and to sign back here and to be a part of the growth of the Cleveland Browns and to be able to say, like, you know, we're helping, you know, the ascending Browns, you know, take the next step.
Obviously, I'm biased working with this organization for so long, but these fans are special. Would you guys, you guys have played in some great environments, obviously, in the past with great fan bases, but do you feel there is something special about this city and when you win in this city?
Yes. Yes, yeah, it 100%. Is. Man, I was on a flight last night, and they put me right there in the front. I don't know why they put me right there in the front seat.
Well, that's typically a good seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be fair, a lot of people would change.
It was just everybody that got on the plane, you know, after me was just, hey, Zadarius, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Kids, you know, at the age of six, seven, getting out of their seat while the plane is in the air. Can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, man, aren't you supposed to be sitting down? But it's just like the fan base, man. A lot of people here, man, are really, truly loving the Browns, man. And that's why I'm so happy to sign back here now.
You guys are both family men. You have kids, as you talked about earlier. And you talked about also, rightfully so, for a while, it was a struggle here, to be perfectly fair. So there was a generation of kids, and thus fathers with their kids and mothers with their kids, who didn't get to root for a winner.
Right.
And you guys have brought something very special to this city, and it's bringing generations of kids back for a while. It's like, who wants to root for a team that didn't win a game, right? I mean, that's a hard, it's a little bit of a hard sell. And now to see that, and you're talking about 6 and 7 year olds wanting to come take pitches, that's an exciting thing. And you guys are certainly a part of something very special in that regard.
Man, my neighbors, like I'm talking about, I think about it like this, like my whole neighborhood has like 50 kids in it. And it's just like the excitement that the team brings to the community, the excitement, like everyone. You know, you can talk about the Cavs, you can talk about all other teams, but, you know, you could tell they're just waiting. They're waiting for the Browns to pop.
Yeah. That's right.
You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, to see how excited that, you know, families and everyone are getting, like, when we do good, it just, it's a motivation, you know, to do better. And yeah, like, I got to say, it is one of the better fan bases that, like, in the league because they've been bad for so long and they're still here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm from Milwaukee, so I grew up a Packer fan, but my whole life growing up, we were good.
Yeah.
So I only can imagine if it was the other way around and the Packers were terrible, and then they finally got good, and I was a fan. So, you know, we like I feel like, you know, the whole locker room embraces it, and, you know, we become one with the community.
Yeah, and I can say this, too, when I was telling you about the guys who was coming on the airplane. It was one man, he was 90 years old. I forgot his name, but hopefully he watches and see it. And he was just telling me how excited he'd be on Sundays just to – wait for the Browns to come on and play. He said that was his first time ever feeling that way. So that was special to hear from him, a guy that's 90 years old, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to get it. We got to get it done for him this year, right? We got to get it. So we talked about coming back. You love the locker room, love the continuity and the group of guys you're with. In your room, one change, though, obviously, defensive line coach Jacques Césaire, who played in the league for a long, long time, was with Houston last year. How's that? Obviously, no Oboe and some of the guys down there. How's kind of your introduction? So you guys talking to him down there into the cafe?
Oh, man, it was great. I can relate to him because, you know, he played, what, 9, 10 years?
Yeah.
And then I'm going into year 10. So
man. That's, is that wild to reflect
on?
Man, no, I'm not getting old. Don't say that. But nah, it's a blessing because a lot of people don't get the opportunity to make it this far, man. And just to have a coach that played that long, man, to understand the game. And when something may go wrong in the game, he'll be able to see it before I see it. So just to have a guy like that in the building, where he came from was Texans. He helped produce a lot of guys. Anderson,
played well, yeah.
Grenard
just went to Minnesota.
Played well.
Come
with
on,
them
man.
Last year when he went
there. So we getting something special, man. You thought you saw something last year? Shh. Wait till you see this D line this year.
By the way, 10 years of the league, not a gray hair. Congratulations.
Is that supposed to be a shot? Or something like that?
Because
don't let the frost on the roof fool you.
No, I say this because I'm going into year 11, and I say this: give him one more year. Give him one more year, and he's gonna get these grays in the beard just like I do.
No, don't wish that on me. Don't wish that on me. No,
guys, congratulations. I'm sure you know going into free agency probably could be somewhat. Where am I gonna end up? What's it gonna be like with families? All of that to be able to come back, know that they wanted you back right away. Yeah. You wanted to come back. It's awesome. So welcome back. Congrats. And looking forward to a big season after all of your adventures around the world, especially yours.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Shelby.
All right. For Zadarius Smith, Shelby Harris, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily right after this.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Bally Bet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You don't want to miss it.
You can't miss it.
Can't do it. It's only going to happen once. No, it's Friday, September 13th. It's at the stadium. The tickets are on sale now. You can get said tickets at clevelandbrownstadium.com/billionrod2024.
Billionrod 2024, one night only.
Billy Joel, Rod Stewart together, one night.
Your ticket will get you the whole seat. You only need the edge. Uno.
You see the voice there.
Yeah, he was a big Rod Stewart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me I would know more Rod Stewart than I thought, and I think he's probably right. Have you guys been to a concert like that where you thought you wouldn't know much and you knew a lot?
Yes. Yeah.
What was the artist, you remember?
I just went to, it was a couple, first of all, Peter Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a lot more of his stuff, and then, why can't I think of?
You're going to laugh, but at the time, this was 10 years ago.
Okay.
Taylor Swift. Like, I didn't know. I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to laugh because I think I only know two or three of her songs, but no I bet way. I know a lot more.
10 no. years ago, I was like, okay, I'm taking my kid. We're going to the puker land.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got that many bangers. Yeah, I just. So for me, it was Mellencamp. I saw Mellencamp like 25 years ago, and I'm old enough that I can say that. And I thought, well, I know Jack and Diane and Pink Houses, but then I ended up knowing like the whole thing.
One of the
Genesis was the one I went to.
So oh, I can yeah, name Genesis on one hand the number of artists I've ever had to deal with that were a problem.
He strikes me as being inhospitable.
Awful.
He was
yet
he
one of the top five concerts.
It's a hell of a concert. He puffed on a heater the whole time. The whole concert he was on, he was smoking a heater.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was. We had like fans backstage, photo ops. He refused to ever look at the camera for any picture. He would look up, down, sideways. Just I'm like, wow, you're a real like for some of these people, this might be one of the top five moments in their lives.
Yeah.
You're just pooping all over
it. Yep. He didn't care.
Thanks.
That's Indiana. He's from Indiana. That's what you get.
Yeah. That's two-lane highways.
Freeways.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. There you go.
All right, Gibby. Time for the mailbag. The Mailbag Thursday is presented by the Cross Country Mortgage Company, official mortgage partner of your Cleveland Browns. When it comes to financing, they're going to get you home. Visit ccm.com today. Equal housing opportunity, NMLS 3029. Hello, Gibbe.
A little Maction going on downtown. Number one seed Toledo out. Good.
Did you see, by the way,
bus ride home.
Dave Briggs' story in The Blade today?
No.
So,
and I love Dave Briggs.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He used to be on the Buckeye beat a long time ago. He you wrote, so I did not, you know this, I don't, but the MAC tournament used to be in Toledo.
Seagate Center.
Okay.
I did games.
So they moved it to Cleveland. Do you want to know what the primary reason why was? You may know this.
Well, the original reason was the headquarters was here.
They gave MAC administrators 23 hotel rooms at the Ritz.
Really?
So great. Nothing says college sports more than that.
Yeah.
That's college sports.
I did not know.
Anytime people bitch about NIL or any of that stuff, I say, what do you think's been going on here for 50 years?
This didn't just start.
This is all. Now players are just getting their end of it. This has been going this way forever. And they're just getting it above board versus under the table, which is how they used to.
Little Maction off and running. The alma mater's playing Central right now. I think they're winning at halftime.
Let's go.
Or are they losing at halftime? Yeah. All right. By the way, Uno's star quarterback and head coach chimes in.
He's head coach and quarterback.
Yeah.
Wow. This will be a testy press conference then.
I believe he might be the heir. Oh, BG down two. There we go. Yep. There. Playing to expectations.
It's riveting.
I just told him, just to let you know, we now recap your weekly flag football game.
Uh-huh.
Did you overthrow our guy?
Yeah. What'd he say?
He said, it wasn't an overthrow, but it wasn't a good ball. I led him too far inside instead of leaving it on his outside shoulder. I was disappointed in that throw, .. in all caps, big time.
Did you ask him about his lack of targets?
No.
Yeah, we need to know why.
I wonder why he only got two targets.
Let's phrase it in a non-threatening way.
I said, Uno came back and said, hey, it's all about the team win and all that. He goes, I appreciate the kind words from him. The only thing that matters is 1-0, everyone feeling included, having fun.
No, that's not what we want out of this.
What we want to know is, The question
I do not want
for
everybody having fun and Thompson.
What?
Everybody's if, good. That's not what we're doing.
What, if anything, can Uno, DeSean Jackson Uno, do to get more targets? Like, how can he? What does he need to do?
What
to
is
get,
he lacking?
What's he? Yeah. What does he need to do to get more targets?
I think I have to get open underneath more instead
of. So what are you
just
doing? Just
down
going
the,
here?
I switch it up, but I don't get open as much underneath.
You guys don't run plays?
No. Well, you just go.
Oh, man.
You just run it.
And, when I was playing, we ran all
okay, this
plays.
Is clearly not a level of play
we
football
run plays
that I'm familiar.
Defensively, we are organized.
You need to have
plays,
offensive plays. You have, there should at least be hand signals for routes. Yeah, there's got to be some.
And you'd be the safety valve underneath.
Go some huddling stuff. And you can go no huddle.
They are the most prolific offense.
All do hand signals on the routes. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do.
There are numerous people in this building that verify that Uno's team is the best team in this.
Do you have uniforms?
In this flag football league.
Do you have uniforms? Well, we have.
What do you wear to play in Uno?
You don't even have like a t-shirt? Like with
shirtless? I'm in.
No, we have to wear our team color.
Which is
black.
So do you have an Atlanta Falcons Jeff George?
They can't get you like a black t-shirt with a number 7 on it or something?
What about an Atlanta Falcons black Jeff George or a
Yesterday,
Dion?
I was in a black Baldwin Wallace shirt.
Okay. We got to upgrade this league.
How about like a...
You can just go to like a sporting...
A Raiders 34 Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
What about here? I got one for you. For him. You could get a since you are DeSean Jackson, get a black Eagles. They made black jerseys
they
for a
did.
While. A black DeSean Jackson. How about that, Una?
Yeah, but how much is that costing? It's an intermural flag football jersey.
What I'm saying is,
do you
want to
be great?
The organization
the
can pick that up.
The season's going to be over by the time that jersey makes it to me.
DeSean played for the Raiders, too. Like, a DeSean Raiders 1 Jackson would be pretty.
If we can get that by next week, I'm all in.
All right, you can get an Eagles.
Yeah, get the Raiders one.
You can get an Eagles right now, immediately, for $60. You want the Raiders?
For a flag football
Yes.
That's going to last, what,
look good,
more
play
weeks?
Good, Gibby. I can't believe you don't understand. Actually, I can't believe you don't understand this.
And he looked ridiculous in the Raiders with the number 1.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. You can get that right now. You can get the Eagles one from the NFL store still.
All right.
$53 right now from Olives and Applesauce.
Is that trustworthy?
I was going to say, when does that make it here? What's the over-under on that? Are we guessing Easter?
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know. I think you'd look good, Uno. I think you'd look real good.
Yeah, you do. What if I bring you my old high school jersey? Will you wear that?
If it's black and it fits,
it's black.
I'll wear it.
We're black and orange. We're the Bulldogs.
If it fits.
I'm sure it would. You're about the size I was in high school.
Does it say Bishop on the back with your number?
No, it's just number 10.
DeSean Jackson wore number 10, right? I'm all in.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I've got a. I know I have it. I think I have the black one and the white one.
I'm coming to this game. I am tailgating in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do want to watch the championship.
He's out there wearing a 1996 Brady Bulldogs number 10.
It feels like.
Be amazing.
Feels like Uno by a billion.
Be amazing.
All right, we kick off the mailbag. Some guy named Tyvus Powell. He played in the league. Won some games, especially at the college level.
He's most famous for being my intern.
More importantly, Bo's intern. What moves do you think the Browns should make this offseason to help them out defensively against better QB play, seeing that next season, meaning this season, we play a lot of really good quarterbacks?
I mean, I think it's the marriage of the pass rush and coverage. And I think, bringing back Za'Darius Smith, getting Quentin Jefferson, bringing back Shelby Harris, they've done the parts up front. You've got JOK. You got Jordan Hicks, who I think improves your coverage abilities at the second level. And then on the back end, I think you're in a really good spot. I think you could see even more dime with Ronnie Hickman on the field as a third safety and sixth DB. And I think it's going to give them a lot of flexibility to move Delpit and Thornhill around and Ronnie around at times and confuse quarterbacks. So I think what you need is here.
Is this a trick question? Weren't we number 1 in the league against the pass?
We were.
And number 1 in the league in total defense?
We were.
So we're fine.
Pretty good. And we're running
stats
it back.
Stats don't lie.
We're a serious organization, Tyvus.
Yeah, we're serious.
It's
like,
very
come on,
serious.
Dude. Come on. How can you get better than number 1?
I got nothing. Tommy Klaitko, what does Mr. Z rock in Fortnite?
What skin?
Yeah,
I'm on random. I've got a pretty good, a healthy rotation.
I can tell you that when he was playing with Bootsy, he was Predator. Alien. Yeah, I get him confused.
Predator is in the game as well, though.
Yeah, go Predator. I like that. I prefer him to Alien.
The Alien's fierce, though, when he's coming at you. Like, look out.
Yeah.
I had some John Cena every now and then.
What's Bootsy?
Little Jordan Hicks there. Yeah, Jordan, there welcome. Hey, welcome. Welcome. Yeah.
What a, good look to at see you. Fila?
Tequila Fila
behind.
Yeah,
very
how about
exciting.
It? Well.
It looks very good. He's very excited. He's taping things up, getting things done.
I use a
what,
a
what
ton
did Bootsy do when you guys?
Bootsy, he really likes being a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, yeah, he does. He loves being a Leonardo.
Yeah.
He's a big Leonardo guy. I don't know who the other ones are.
Sometimes I'll be The Rock. Sometimes I'll be John Cena, and I'll throw a little after I take somebody out.
Can't see me. Yeah.
I have a good Wu-Tang taunt that I do.
I like
cash
it.
Rules everything.
Kelly
me.
Black tweets at the show. Always wanted to know when you get traded to a new team, is there paperwork to be signed or at least revised?
I would imagine there is paperwork.
I'm assuming there's new stuff put into play there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's probably means like the contract. Like all the, it's the same terms.
We have a contract right here.
We have a contract right there.
We actually do. It's just hanging out in the studio.
Yep.
No big deal.
Preston, this is the one you guys were discussing during the break. Who is the Joe Montana and Steve Young for actors and actresses?
This is a good one.
So I think you have to first decide because there's a billion different ways you can go here. So you first have to decide who is going to represent the Joe Montana. And correct. Then you can properly identify a Steve Young.
Would you like to nominate? I'll nominate one.
Go.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
So if that's the you went serious actor.
Yes.
Okay. So if Daniel Day-Lewis is Joe Montana,
should Pacino be Joe Montana?
But I mean, I think what's happened in the last few years with Al and De Niro kind of, it's not really that anymore. I don't know if like the kids are aware of the greatness
of what they were. Right.
So Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't really have any misses.
Yeah.
A fun way to do this, you could do this like action stars. So if Joe is the Arnold. Of action stars, then Steve Young is the
Vin Diesel.
That far? Well, I mean,
the
Fast movies have done really well.
He made 10 of them.
Yeah,
he was prolific.
He was prolific. Yeah,
maybe Jason Statham.
I think I was thinking he's not Stallone because Stallone would be in that conversation. Stallone would be like Brady Montana would be.
Goes back to our toughest man,
Stallone. Arnold. I think Young would probably be like Steven Seagal to Arnold Joe. So Seagal had a run. It's a short run, much like Young.
Maybe had a better run than Seagal.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying in that Seagal. Genre.
What's the guy? Am I saying his name right? Jason Statham?
Yeah, Jason Statham. He's a little bit later, though. Yeah. Like, he's more of a contemporary Diesel.
Yeah.
And he was also in.
Okay, so you're going for
he was in Snatch and Lock, Snock, and Two Smoking Barrels from Guy Ritchie. We're both great.
Unbelievable.
So if you go contemporary, then Arnold to Seagal is what I would
I like
have Young.
That.
Young
I like
is
that.
Seagal.
I have no problem with that.
On that, yeah. Because Young, I mean, Under Siege is really good. Really good.
Really good.
Very good. and Steve Young was really good in 94.
Really good.
Yeah.
Even I can
But
say
it's
that.
A short.
Yeah.
It's a shorter like a window. Whereas. Arnold is.
He's Arnold.
Who would be the Daniel Day-Lewis if you went like straight best actor? Who's like the seventh best actor of the last 30 years? Like, because it'd have to be like an Academy Award winning because he, you know that.
I'm gonna throw one out that just popped into my head. Is Bradley Cooper? Bradley Cooper's become a fine actor. Just was nominated.
That might
again
be fine.
For best
actor. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't.
That feels like a Steve Young.
Silver Linings Playbook.
I don't know that he's won. He's been nominated a bunch. He's going to have to get the monkey off his back.
Right, right.
That's the only way he can do it.
Yeah, I'm going to look up the list.
I haven't even gotten any other questions because we've run out of time. Bobby, we will do a segment of your questions
tomorrow.
We'll do more
well, among others.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them here. There's others. A ton of them. Yeah, there's a lot coming in.
Yeah.
All right, so much more
we'll
to come.
Get to more.
You listen to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Bally Bet, now live in Ohio on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm starting to. There's a little scratch.
Yeah, you're starting to kids to wear down
the petri dishes.
Yeah, yeah. I
bring things in.
Dr. Z says,
Dr. Z,
go home. A little bone broth, a little chicken noodle, perhaps homemade, and then maybe a hot toddy. But you're done for the rest of the day. You are done, and I want you to get well.
Yeah, thank you.
And then I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Tell them what's next.
The next level is next. You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.